From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Efforts to cool down spent nuclear fuel rods at the crippled facility in Japan with seawater dumped by helicopters and sprayed from water cannon have so far failed to work. The operation has been suspended for the night. NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo says those spent rods are kept in pools at the complex.
Normally, these pools are full of water. The water keeps the nuclear fuel from getting too hot. The water also serves as a very effective radiation shield, so they've not only lost a way of cooling their fuel, but they've also lost a very important piece of shielding that limits the amount of radiation that comes out of these areas. As a result of this loss, they can't get close to the area because the radiation levels are simply too high.
NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo. Nuclear expert Michael Lubell at the City University of New York says authorities in Japan must keep trying to cool down those spent fuel rods because if they heat up further, they'll cause problems.
Can you have this thing heat up the concrete floor, which it sits on right now, penetrate that? This is unacceptable. So what you want to do is to stop it, stabilize it. You're never going to run these plants again, and not with the seawater that's been used.
Lubell says it could take years for the spent fuel rods to cool down on their own. That's the sound of workers screening airline passengers arriving in South Korea from Japan to check for radioactivity levels. Regulators in China, which is Japan's largest trading partner, have ordered radiation monitoring of Japanese products arriving in that country. The UN World Health Organization says there's no evidence of any radioactive contamination outside Japan. New claims for unemployment benefits have fallen, down about 4% last week, and the four-week moving average of first-time jobless benefit claims, a better measure for seeing trends, is down to its lowest level in more than a year and a half. Economist Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says the numbers are signs of a strengthening economy.
It's good news to see the trend in jobless claims being down. That suggests that conditions in the labor markets are starting to improve, that we're starting to see some hiring.
In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says consumer prices were up 0.5% last month, mainly because of higher energy costs. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices were up just 0.2%, the same as in the previous month. The House is expected to vote today on a bill that would block NPR from receiving any federal funds. 2% of NPR's revenue comes from competitive grants from federal agencies. Another 40% comes from fees paid by member stations. The House bill would bar NPR stations from using any federal funds for NPR. Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee backs the bill.
It ensures the American taxpayer will not be funding through their tax dollars radio programming from NPR or other outlets with which they may not agree.
On Wall Street, stocks are bouncing back from yesterday's sell-off. The Dow is up 151 points. This is NPR. Forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi are closing in on the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the UN Security Council is being urged to vote today on a resolution authorizing a no-fly zone and perhaps other military steps to help the opposition in Libya.
The international community has been debating for weeks whether it be a good idea to impose a no-fly zone to protect civilians from air attacks by Gaddafi's forces. Washington had been cool to such a move, but now there's been a shift. UN Ambassador Susan Rice says the U.S. is open to a broad range of actions that would shield civilians from ground and sea attacks as well. She says the U.S. needs to be prepared for such eventualities. Still, the Obama administration insists on broad international help and says it won't act without Security Council approval, which may not come. Russia and China have both expressed reservations, and they have veto power on the council. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A new government report says life expectancy in the U.S. has reached an all-time high. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it's now just over 78 years.
That's the estimate for babies born in 2009, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The reason for the uptick? Deaths are down for a range of causes, including stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and pneumonia. Experts credit vaccination campaigns, better medical treatment, and fewer people smoking. According to the CDC, infant mortality also hit a record low, although only for whites. Life expectancy still remains greater for whites than for blacks, and women live, on average, 5 years longer than men. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support